Finn, the Fortunate Tiger Shark and His Fantastic Friends by Georgina Stevens. Narrated by Jeremy Irons. For Raphael, Arthur, and all of you ocean warriors out there. Finn was a curious tiger shark pup who lived on a reef in the sea. He adored nothing more than to play and explore, finding treasures before eating tea.
Woohoo! Woohoo!
He came across bicycles, boats, and some boots, a caravan, car, and canoe, gondolas, golf clubs, and gleaming gold bars, and a sunken old submarine, too. He especially loved finding presents that made all his friends and his family snigger. Harry the Hammerhead jumped when he saw his glasses made everything bigger.
Ooh!
A bushy moustache made a whale shark named Wilf laugh to himself every day. And a set of false teeth brought a smile to the face of Martha, the old manta ray. While searching the seas to gather these gifts, his hunger grew out of control, so he greedily gobbled up snacks on his way. And sometimes he swallowed them whole. There was seaweed with knobbles he'd chew through a mile, then slurp up the bendy white sticks. He loved to eat crinkly old jellyfish, yet his favourite was blue pick-and-mix. One day, after eating a stack of these sweets, his stomach was starting to swell. It grumbled and mumbled, it moaned and it groaned. He was really not feeling that well. So his dad took him straight to the doctor, where an X-ray was done double-quick. And what a surprise when they looked there inside. No wonder that Finn felt so sick.
Oh dear, Finn does look a little green around the gills.
They saw carrier bags and the brightest blue lids, utensils and rusty old tins, 5 water bottles and 2 red balloons, a toothbrush and 3 swimming fins, a small fishing net and 4 coffee cups, can rings and 7 containers, some long bendy straws and 6 yogurt pots, and an old pair of size 13 trainers.
Oof, poor!
What have you eaten? The doctor exclaimed. Plastic is bad for your tummy.
But I thought it was just fish, poor Finn loudly wailed, because it looked tasty and yummy.
The news spread like plankton across the whole reef, and everyone knew of his plight. They were shocked when they heard what had made him so ill, and they promised to help put things right. The fish all agreed as to what must be done, and Tessa the turtle delivered a speech. They collected the litter and put it in nets and launched it right back to the beach. When people discovered the rubbish piled high, they flocked to the shore in distress. Ashamed and embarrassed about what they saw, they cried, "We must clean up this mess." So the people recycled their bottles, creating smart clothes and new boats. The fishing nets magically turned into carpets and also some beautiful coats. The foam cups were made into surfboards, and the cars and the bikes were all mended. The trainers became a new running track. The results in the end, were quite splendid. They promised to stick to reusable cups, bottles and forks, knives and spoons, and to care for the fish and the birds. They agreed that they wouldn't let go of balloons. They'd refuse all the plastic containers and straws at restaurants and cafes and delis, and their shopping bags made out of canvas and cotton would never end up in fish bellies. Instead of collecting seashells on the shore, they pick up the plastic instead. And beach party cleanups are held every year, so the fish aren't mistakenly fed. The people have cautioned and warned all their friends, most plastic will never decay. Our rubbish will always go somewhere on Earth. There is no such place as away.
No, this isn't away.
Nope.
Afraid not. Not here. This is still not away. Not even here. There really is no away.
And even though Finn's feeling much better now, we can all stop his friends getting ill by making sure plastic stays out of the sea, or we'll risk losing whales down to krill. Our seas and their creatures are part of the web of life on which all things depend. By working all together, we can save this world. Let's do it. For Finn and his friends. A 100% of the profits from this book will be split between two amazing organizations, Greenpeace and the Social Plastic Recycling Foundation. If you want to get involved in helping stem the tide of plastic pollution and save our oceans, why not visit www.bethechangebooks.org. Thanks.
Can't you hear the ocean cry, calling out to be revived? Take a step and realize. We all need to make a play. Reverse effects of common man. Take a moment. Open your eyes. We're taking our time. Can't keep running, running. Take the water into your hands. I'm feeling a change that is coming, coming. The sooner that we understand. Just a drop of rain. Make a choice to sink or swim. Feel the blue are turning black. How did we get so off track? Across our seven seas, we're taking our time. Can't keep running, running. Take the water into your hands. I'm feeling a change that is coming, coming. The sooner that we understand, just a drop of rain. That's all I am. Can't more say. We have the power to make.
The end.